This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where we should take pride in our nation. I know when you use the term pride right now, everybody thinks that we just finished Pride Month. June was Pride Month. And what is it that people were so proud about in Pride Month? It's generally something that people in the past have considered personal, private, not exactly wanted to broadcast to the whole world, and parades and festivals. But one thing that we were meant to broadcast to the whole world in parades and festivals and fireworks and celebrations and joy, at least according to John Adams, who wrote about that right after the Declaration of Independence was adopted in 1776, was American independence and the invention of this country. Somebody who very much shares pride in this country is Bill O'Reilly. He's the author of a book that has been recently the number one bestseller in the country, according to all lists. It is called Killing the Mob, The Fight Against Organized Crime in America. And Bill, I wanted to tell you, I appreciated your brief statement about your pride and your celebration of America's birthday. Thank you for it.
Well, Michael, thanks for having me on, and happy 4th of July weekend. I wrote the message of the day, as I do every day, on BillO'Reilly.com, and it was essentially a personal message about how my family has prospered in America, and your family can too. And I don't buy into this equity that there are certain groups in America that are not given the opportunity to pursue happiness. I don't buy into it. I don't believe it. I see with my own eyes, because I run three corporations, how people, if they work hard, it doesn't matter what color they are or what social status they have, doesn't matter. If you work hard and you're good at what you do, you can realize your potential. And, you know, I've been to 85 other countries, and I love Ireland and a lot of countries in Europe and Asia, but they pale beside America when it comes to opportunity. So that's what I wrote today.
Okay, let me just help with a little bit of context here, because you're not saying that some people don't have a tougher time because of lingering impacts of racism. Remnants of racism, you could say, still exists in the country. Some people do find their progress slowed, not stopped, by racist attitudes, don't you think?
I think there are some who do. But I think overall this country has now set up a structure where if you are an African-American or a minority, you can get opportunities that have never been available before.
Well, for one thing, it's illegal. It's illegal to practice discrimination based on race. It's against the law, right?
Yes, but you know, look, societal attitudes have changed since the mid 20th century, when African American soldiers were not given full status in the armed forces, and Jim Crow, and all of that was certainly a reality. But today, the country has gone another direction. And that direction is, if you work hard and if you are African-American or another minority, we have opportunities for you. But you have to seize them. You have to go after them. And when do we hear that from the progressive left or many of the African-American leaders? When do we hear that? Maybe never, because they want their constituency to see themselves as victims. And, you know, if that's the way you want to live your life, you're not going to make your full potential.
Let me ask you a question. What year did your family come to this country from Ireland?
My mother's side was third ship after the Mayflower.
Wow.
My father's side came from County Cavan. They were evicted from their land by the British Crown, and they came over in the early 1860s.
Wow. Wow. It's, because it's one of those things, I was thinking about this because if you just look around the world, there is no country that has sent a substantial number of people to America, and there are about 40 countries that have, where the American group based on that nationality hasn't done better than the people who stayed home. And I know that's unpleasant to say it, but it's true regardless of what race it is. Americans of every ethnicity, of every background, have flourished in this country. The country has been, even with episodes of harshness and discrimination and internment of Japanese Americans, I don't think anybody believes, looking at the great success, for instance, of Japanese Americans, tremendous success, that those families would have been more successful back in Japan, right?
And that goes for African Americans, too.
Absolutely.
Even though they had to endure the horror of slavery and then the subsequent deprivation of full rights. And that was my point on your first question, that the country, the people in the country, have collectively decided to try to right historical wrongs, and they've been largely successful in doing that. This systemic racism, this white supremacy, this is all a big lie. And it's a really destructive lie, because if young children hear this, it saps initiative. It presents a dilemma to them. Well, should I even participate? Should I even try to get good grades? Because if it's a white supremacist nation, what good is it? And this is a pernicious aspect of this progressive movement, which is really a destructive force. I mean, you know me for a long time. And I've always been a guy who likes robust debate, who likes to hear hear opposing points of view. I'll tell you flat out, if you are a progressive leftist who despises your country, I don't have any respect for you. And I won't even listen to you anymore. I will disparage you. I will come after you if you are doing harm to children. And so my attitude in the last 5 years has changed from tolerance of opposing points of view to trying to spotlight destructive people and combat them. And it's, you know, kind of, they say wake up call to cliche, but 6 years ago, if you told me, Michael, that this was going to happen, I would have said, oh, you're crazy. But the extremism born out of the age of Trump, the extremism on the left, is actually leading to dead people in the streets of our major cities. And Seattle is a perfect example of that. So, you know, I'm not going to book these people anymore. I'm just not.
Okay, one of the points that you're making, and it's something that I try to emphasize on the show all the time, is that the idea of competitive victimhood, the idea of constant complaint, the cult of grievance, the idea that we have nothing to do but complain about America, it's not only damaging for the country, which it very clearly is, it's damaging for the individual. It hurts your own chance of happiness. It's like people who believe in conspiracy theories. If you believe in some crazy conspiracy theory, it's not only going to cloud your political judgment, it's going to ruin your marriage. It's going to ruin basically every aspect of your life if you embrace the idea that I am powerless. I think we're saying the same thing, my friend. Happy 4th of July. Happy America's Birthday. The new book, Killing the Mob, continues to sell, and it should. It's a terrific read. When we come back on the Michael Medved Show, the cult of victimization extends now to the Supreme Court, at least according to, one Joy Reid. We will get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
God help me, I'm addicted to
The Michael Medved Show.
Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook of me reading every single word of, I think, one of the most important books that's out there right now. And it comes to you together with an MP3 player, so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audio book and hardcover book bundle. This can be an important tool in combating some of the toxic lies about America. God's Hand on America, Divine Providence in the Modern Era at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved show, that song, Coming to America, the Neil Diamond song, might be an example of the best song ever written for a really bad movie. I mean, it was written for the second remake of The Jazz Singer. with Neil Diamond. Woof. What a movie, but what a great song. And speaking about Coming to America, one of the things that I appreciated about the piece that Bill O'Reilly posted about his own sense of gratitude to the country and the fact that he had horizons here that were far beyond what his parents held. And that's true almost for every American generation. It is one of those things that I think is extraordinarily important to keep in mind, particularly with the 4th of July, is that there was a lot of concern, you may remember, back in the 1980s with lack of self-esteem, and people were trying to figure out why kids were doing poorly in school, and it was lack of self-esteem. And I think that part of what we concluded, my wife and I wrote about this in our book, Saving Childhood, self-esteem and the self-esteem movement has to do with that idea that to have a child succeed, you have to believe that you're a great child, that I'm really worth it, I'm worthy of success. And that's true. But an even more important sensibility for a child to have, or for a young adult, or for a middle-aged adult, for anybody, is not only that I'm a great person and I'm capable of the best, but that the world is a great world. And my country in particular is a great country. And I do believe that one of the reasons that Americans have been so successful, of every ethnicity, of every background, and have outperformed the people who were back at home, wherever home happened to be, in my case, that's manifestly true. My life is immeasurably better because my grandfather had the great idea in 1910 to come over from Ukraine and then to bring his wife and children later. And that was the immigrant pattern. In any event, the idea that he believed that he was coming to a great country that would give him great opportunities, that became, for the overwhelming majority of American immigrants, and yes, for the overwhelming majority of freed slaves, a self-fulfilling prophecy. And it can again. Also a self-fulfilling prophecy is this idea of the constant claims of victimization, even where it's not appropriate at all. The Wall Street Journal has a great editorial today. The court bolsters voting rights. A 6-3 majority saves judges from becoming election commissions, which is exactly the essence of the decision they made yesterday. But not to Joy Reid, the MSNBC host, who, by the way, is a perfectly lovely person to talk to, and I know she means well. But listen to the way she characterizes this decision by the Supreme Court that actually makes all the sense you can imagine. This is Joy Reid, clip 7.
In a 6-3 ruling written by Samuel Alito, the most reliably conservative justice, the Supreme Court dealt another violent blow against democracy by upholding two restrictive Arizona voting laws, forbidding the collection of absentee ballots by anyone other than family or caregivers, and allowing the tossing of ballots inadvertently cast in the wrong precinct. It's the latest notch in the belt of Chief Justice John Roberts, whose life's work, really, since his days as an influential aide in the Reagan Justice Department, has been to destroy the landmark 1965 Voting Rights Act.
Okay. That is so outrageous, and it's such a mischaracterization. The whole idea of ballot harvesting is it's not blocking absentee ballots. What it's doing is blocking somebody from coming to your house and saying, hey, do you have an election ballot? Let me help you fill it out, which is called voter fraud. That's illegal. Vote harvesting, they actually had to do an entire election that a Republican had won under false pretenses because he had paid a company to do ballot harvesting, and then they did the election over because they had to, because it's illegal. And what they were doing was allowing the forbidding of ballot harvesting, which had been passed by the Arizona legislature in 2016, to continue. And they had held the Supreme Court 6-3, went along with a decision that had been made by the original trial judge. which is that if a state wants to say, no, you can't have somebody else bring in and deliver your ballot, doesn't mean you can't mail it. Doesn't mean you can't have a caregiver or a family member, someone that you know and trust, go ahead and bring it in. It means they don't want 200 ballots dumped by some company that has been going out and soliciting them and connecting them, collecting them. She goes on to talk about the Supreme Court decision yesterday. This is clip six.
According to Alito's theory, if in 1982 there were laws in place saying that you had to pass a literacy test and read a complicated passage from Shakespeare in order to vote, he could then argue that, well, that's not racist because, you know, if a white or a black person or anybody can read this complicated passage from Shakespeare, they can vote. I mean, it's the same. If bubbles in a bar of soap, guess how many bubbles are in this bar of soap? If that had been in place in 82 and you can't show that it's a substantial difference to say, you know, guess the bubbles in the soap, those laws never said black in them. They never said race in them. They never said any race in them. They just said, tell us how many bubbles are in this soap. And then they just so happened to only ask the black people to guess the bubbles. In this case, in Arizona, you know, the fact that you're voting in the wrong precinct, precincts were being moved, but only the black and brown precincts were being moved. So what he's basically saying, you can do guess the bubbles in a bar of soap as long as you don't say black, right?
Okay, the reason that they passed that law in Arizona to begin with is to prevent people from voting twice. In other words, if you are voting in your own precinct and you turn in your ballot and it goes in with another pile of ballots, and you then are voting coming to another precinct and casting your vote there, it's a problem. And again, the whole idea of bubbles in a bar of soap and literacy tests, this is nothing like that. She then has a guest on named Ellie Mistel, who is a justice correspondent for The Nation. He says 4A. We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's dangerous for America. It's dangerous for the world.
This is The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Life is coming back to America. More than 47 million Americans are expected to travel for the 4th of July holiday weekend, according to AAA. 43.6 million Americans will travel by car with the highest gas prices in 7 years. An additional 3.5 million people are expected to fly, bringing airlines back to 90% of pre-pandemic traffic. The Border Patrol announced this week 3 illegal immigrants have been arrested in Sierra Blanca, Texas, for breaking into a home, stealing guns, ammunition, and clothing. Sierra Blanca is 90 miles southeast of El Paso on the I-10. Texas landowner Allison Anderson on Fox News says things continue to get worse.
I mean, there was just a convicted rapist that was caught not too far from our property. 3 nights ago, there was a group at our next-door neighbor's house circling the vehicles and tapping on their daughter's bedroom window.
The This is USA Radio News.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
The very formidable Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, hears Born in the USA and says, yep, Barack Obama's theme song. And yeah, after that unnecessary controversy. Let me tell you one of the things about being born in the USA. And it's a point that Charles C.W. Cook makes in a very important piece that I want to share with you later in this program. It's a piece celebrating not only American Independence Day, but his own anniversary of coming to the USA. He wasn't born in the USA. He was born in Britain. And he remains deeply grateful, as I think virtually all immigrants do, and all native-born should as well, for the gifts of living in, and in the case of the song, being born in the USA. Now, one of those gifts, of course, is the Constitution. And the Constitution, the 15th Amendment, guarantees equal access to vote. It prohibits denial of the right to vote based upon race. And yes, it's taken a number of civil rights bills and court decisions and activist attorneys general and more to enforce that. But we now have a situation in the United States where in three of the last four elections, the turnout for black people, the percentage of black people who are actually exercising their right to vote, is higher than the turnout for white people. And that's not a terrible thing. That's a good thing. That's a sign of tremendous progress from those days when in many states it was more difficult for black people to vote. But the idea that a rule in Arizona, a law that was established in 2016, that rule before Trump was elected president that basically said that no, they're not going to have ballot harvesting. You're not allowed, if you're a stranger or a paid professional or a campaign operative, you're not allowed to go around and collect absentee ballots and then dump off a whole bunch of them because that's been shown to be rife with fraud and very eligible for fraud. It's a legitimate goal for a state government to try to prohibit that. And that's what six of the justices of the Supreme Court, writing together in a decision by Justice Alito, held. But listen to what Ellie Mistel, who is a justice correspondent for the far-left Nation magazine, says on the Joy Reid Show, clip 4A.
But these laws in Arizona that he just held up with the help of John Roberts, as you explained, his lifetime commitment to destroying this act, these laws were racist by empirical definition. That's not me having a conjecture. It was empirically shown that these laws had a disparate impact on black and brown and native voters in Arizona. The plaintiffs, the state of Arizona, admitted that these laws had a disparate impact and admitted that that's why they were there. But like, let's be clear, the Arizona said that the reason why they wanted these laws is to help them win elections by depressing the vote, right? And then the Supreme Court, in Alito's opinion, he says that for one of the laws that allowed them to discard ballots cast in the wrong precinct, Alito said that 1% of African Americans and 1% of Native Americans and 1% of Hispanic Americans cast their ballots in the wrong precinct, while only 0.5% of white Americans cast their vote in the wrong precinct. But that racism just wasn't enough. Wasn't enough racism to trigger the Voting Rights Act. It must be nice to have a job where you can tell other people how much racism is real.
Okay, again, this idea of disparate impact being equal to proving racism is inherently ridiculous. And this is why, by the way, it's the same argument Ellie Mistel is giving there that liberals use, progressives use, to argue against voter ID. Because there are claims, almost all of which have been shown to be fraudulent, that a significant number of African Americans don't have ID. I mean, in other words, that it is so different in our society that more African Americans lack identification. So that therefore it is racist to ask for, to expect voters to show identification before they go to the polls. It's an absurd argument, especially given the fact that most of those states that have enacted voter ID requirements that are supported by 60-70% of Democrats and higher percentage of Republicans, especially in those states where they issue you a free voter ID card, even if you don't have a driver's license, even if you don't have any kind of credit card or other kind of identification. You can get the identification directly from the government. So the idea that, in other words, is it racist to... And people have made this claim. In states where they have mail-in ballots, in some of the states, you have to put a stamp on the mail-in ballot to send it in. Is that racist? Because you want to say that people of color are less likely to have a stamp or to use a stamp? Now, what an absurdity. Of course, here in the state of Washington, where it's all mail-in ballots, the ballots go in free. The post office will pay for it. The taxpayer will pay for it. In any event, Mistel goes on, and this is the way he speaks about this extremely moderate, reasonable decision, which is rightly praised by the Wall Street Journal and everybody else. Shouldn't say everybody else, but people in the center, and certainly people on the right. Here's Ellie Mistel of The Nation about the N-word and this issue. Listen.
But that's the decision. That's the upshot here. As long as you don't make it completely obvious that you're doing something with bigotry in your heart, as if that was easy to prove, then Alito is going to let you do it. As long as you don't say the N-word, when you are taking away people's votes, it is fine. That is the essential takeaway from his opinion.
Okay, this is absurd because his opinion isn't endorsing or not endorsing one strategy of electoral regulation or another. What it is doing is saying that the legislature of Arizona has the right to make reasonable laws for the state of Arizona that do not have a racist intent and that do not have a racist pedigree. And again, the Voting Rights Act Section 2 it calls out practices that were once upon a time used, particularly in southern states, to suppress black turnout. But that obviously has not been an effect, because despite what Mistel said, if you look in Arizona, one of the reasons that Biden won Arizona, and he did, and is that precisely because they had a huge black turnout under this law, which was being challenged, and where the challenge failed. Speaking about a challenge failing, there is this thought from former Senator Claire McCaskill on MSNBC. She has a thought for a new tradition, family tradition, to celebrate the 4th of July. This 4th of July and every 4th of July going forward. And we'll see if you think that's a good idea. We also have some suggestions for family traditions that you might want to embrace. People ask me all the time, what's an appropriate movie to enjoy for the 4th of July? We'll have some answers on that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
And we see in the middle of our mind a golden light.
The Michael Medved Show.
It is a place of infinite peace and infinite love.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Sweet Home. Reason that I let that play out is because that's the voice of, well, you can hear it's an old guy. He's not a professional singer. So why don't I let him sing that song for us? Because he wrote it. Serving Berlin, who lived to the age 100. And Irving Berlin was a great American story and a great America-loving story. Served in the Army in World War I and wrote a lot of favorite World War I songs. Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, I hate to get out of bed. About killing the bugler who's going to wake him up. In any event, it's... just one little note of sadness, because I was reading today about some of the travail of the Boy Scouts, and I was a scout, and I love the Boy Scouts. My son was a Cub Scout, and the whole scouting movement has been a wonderful blessing for this country, and it's in so much trouble today, and declaring bankruptcy, and they're talking about, I think it's $84 million is the figure that they're going to have to pay in some of these settlements. Now, what does that have to do with Irving Berlin? Everything. That song you just heard, God Bless America, that was a song that Irving Berlin wrote and pledged that all the proceeds from that song, for whenever it was recorded or a record was sold or it's performed, that all the proceeds from the song would go to the Boy Scouts. Because he believed in them. And even that money from God Bless America, not sure it's going to be enough for that beleaguered organization. which is a terribly sad thing and a bad development, it seems to me, for the United States of America. They terribly feel, of course, everyone feels compassion and horror for the victims. But meanwhile, we have a legal system which, well, this is another subject. I mentioned Claire McCaskill. She's a former U.S. Senator from Missouri. And she says that she is going to found and start, commence a new family tradition for Independence Day. If you have any family traditions that you've originated that you want to share with us, you can call us, 1-800-955-1776. Here's what Claire McCaskill had to say on MSNBC, clip one.
We're going to start a new family tradition in my family on the 4th of July, and every 4th of July, 4th of July going forward, we're going to watch that video that the New York Times put together of January 6th.
All right, Claire McCaskill, have a great 4th of July to you and your family.
Okay, why is that appropriate to watch for the 4th of July? Is she trying to say that these thugs and creeps and losers who attacked the Capitol building, the symbol of liberty, were like the Sons of Liberty? If someone can help me with this, what does that, watching that video, which is horrifying and disgusting, frankly, what does that have to do with celebrating the United States of America? This is a very, very peculiar thing. One of the things that a lot of people on the left have said, which is way exaggerating the disgusting, foolish, and disgraceful behavior on January 6th, it was not an act of mass murder. I know there were people who died. There were police officers who were injured, severely injured. I know we need a reckoning, etc., etc. But it wasn't 9/11, was it? The Democrats say it was. This is the worst day since 9/11. You want to make a new tradition for the 4th of July of watching the Twin Towers go down? How about some of the moments of triumph? And America's had more than its share. The remarkable thing that people should get straight, and one of the reasons I know people ask for movies that you can watch for the 4th of July, and the one that, of course, makes the most sense is the old musical filmed with Howard Da Silva and William Daniels and others. William Daniels plays John Adams. The movie version of 1776, which is historically solid, which covers in a humorous way, in I think the most successful way for any kind of musical before Hamilton, actually tells you something about what the Declaration of Independence was about and the struggle to get the Declaration approved. It's well worth watching. The film is 40 years old, but it holds up beautifully. And you can show it to your children. Other movies, The Patriot with Mel Gibson is an okay film about the American Revolution, but it focuses on one aspect of the Revolution, the guerrilla war that was going on in South Carolina. And it misleads you about the scope of the revolution itself. One of the things that is a huge question for me is we have so many great Civil War movies and greatly successful Civil War movies. More recently, the films Gods and Generals and Gettysburg the film Glory, which is an absolutely wonderful film about the 52nd Massachusetts Volunteers, Black Regiment. In any event, those are films about the Civil War. Why no great movies about the American Revolution? What about the new movie starring Channing Tatum and Andy Samberg? It's called America, the Motion Picture. We'll get to that. We will. The other couple of films I could mention that people might appreciate, there is a superb miniseries starring Paul Giamatti about John Adams. It was co-produced by Tom Hanks. It's marvelous. It's 9 episodes, I believe. but it's really a great, fair, historically solid treatment of one of our founding fathers and, of course, one of the three principal people behind the editing and the preparation of the Declaration. And that's worth doing. And a great old film with Burt Lancaster, Sir Laurence Olivier, and Kirk Douglas of a George Bernard Shaw play called The Devil's Disciple about the Revolutionary War and some of the home front struggles in upstate New York. It's a funny, fascinating, touching film of The Devil's Disciple. Okay, one thing I'm going to speak at the Reagan Library coming up. Let's take 1 minute with Ronald Reagan from his July 4th message in 1986. Listen.
Believe me, if there's one impression I carry with me after the privilege of holding for 5.5 years the office held by Adams, Jefferson, and Lincoln, it is this, that the things that unite us, America's past of which we're so proud, our hopes and aspirations for the future of the world and this much-loved country, these things far outweigh what little divides us. So tonight, we reaffirm that Jew and Gentile, we are one nation under God. The black and white, we are one nation indivisible. The Republican and Democrat, we are all Americans. Tonight, with heart and hand, through whatever trial or travail, we pledge ourselves to each other and to the cause of human freedom. A cause that has given light to this land and hope to the world.
And when he talks about hope to the world, one of the things that you can get a sense of when you read the history is just how new that idea of a people governing themselves, of a democracy, a republic, based upon a constitution that puts specific limits not on the people, but on the government itself, ultimately. That, it seems to me, is worth commemorating, observing, and uplifting in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with